plagued a potential nugget.
I want to pick up on the work you do in the context of building leadership capacity in not-for-profits. And again, given your personal journey in what you're building and your experience with working with several not-for-profits, what are the key pillars of leadership development you think about, which is specifically amplified in the social impact space?
So we run a leadership program, and that actually emerged after we ran what was called an accelerator program. So we started working with organizations and saying, wait, they need kind of help. The heads of these organizations needed help to how to think about their business plan and how to pitch. And that was sort of what we thought was the need. And then we realized, actually, it's the leadership itself, that if you can influence that, it can be transformational for the organization. And so we realized then that it was building leadership in the context of business practices. So we run four modules. We have leadership and strategy. We have leadership and brand. We have leadership and talent. And then our last one is sort of leadership and legacy. And so bringing together the individual, but also in the context of the organization, and therefore how does their leadership play into the organization, is a lot of where we try and help the social sector leaders who don't actually get that kind of exposure. So we work really hard to translate a lot of sort of management business speak into how do you make it relevant for sort of the nonprofit leader is a lot easier than most realize, but there's a lot of lessons to be learned even from ultimately for-profits or nonprofits organizationally. I really believe you deal with the same challenges. It's just one has a model that can make money, and one has a model that's trying to have impact. So, what have we focused on? We focused on leadership because we ultimately realized you get the most leverage there, and there isn't enough research around how do you really kind of strengthen and magnify that.
And let's say within that, if we double click on leadership as a theme, are there one or two things that you find, that people find hard to scale? When it comes to development, are there one or two areas that you see a lot of people struggling with or grappling with when it comes to expanding their own capacity?
And this is probably true of entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs and founders as well, is that you play many roles. And deconstructing those roles for, you know, ultimately to scale beyond that individual, I think is very difficult. And so these leaders don't always understand their strengths, A. B, they are in it for the impact, and often don't build systems that are sustainable beyond themselves. And so they're not thinking about paying themselves. And so then you're like, the top person's not paying themselves. So then what happens to salaries below? And they're thinking so much, they're so driven by the mission that they're not thinking organizationally what's going to happen. Or how are we really going to grow our impact? I think is one part, being very mission driven. And then therefore compromising sustainability of the organization. I think leaders don't understand in our sector, frankly, even in the for-profit sector, really what are their strengths and where should they be spending time. And therefore they often are all over the place. So they're fundraising, they're all the way in programs, and frankly, not great people managers. And I think where you reach that inflection point in the organization is where do you start to bring people in? And it's not about just growing people from within. There's often a conflict with these leaders around loyalty, commitment, and your organization often grows beyond the group of people that you started with. And somehow in the social sector, whether it's an ideology or a philosophy, it's making these kinds of difficult decisions often is hard for these leaders.
In my work with some of the founders in the social impact space, they often get into this Bhagavad Gita-like moment where Arjun is in the battlefield and grappling with the dilemma of should I be fighting my relatives or should I be fighting for what is right? One of my earlier guests, Devdutt Patnaik, frames it elegantly as a distinction between focus and perspective. I see a similar dilemma showing up in the minds of the founders, especially in the social impact space. In one particular instance, the founders were two young purpose-driven women in their early 20s working towards creating employment for women in impoverished communities. We noticed that they chose not to pay themselves and the team around them was operating on a thin budget. As we discussed scale-up, one of the key elements they needed was good talent, and we all know talent comes at a certain price. It took a few conversations to get to a point for them to realize that they were doing the organization harm by being harsh on themselves when it came to pay. It was critical for them to keep the perspective on the big goal and ensure that some of the micro choices they made were not coming in the way of the primary objective. Thank you for listening. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. In fact, Google has recently launched an app for podcast listening on Android platforms too. If you went to playtopotential.com, you would also have the opportunity to listen to multiple voices curated by a topic. You just have to click on the curated playlist section. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate and review the show. It will help others discover it. Thank you for listening.